This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She woke up this morning, looked at herself in the mirror and said, put your thing down, flip it and reverse it. Are you smarter than Katie? And you know she means business, guys.
Right.
She means business when it's time to put her thing down, flip it.
Is that what she's saying? Put your thing down, flip it, reverse it?
I believe put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your flipping like that. I think that's what she's saying. I don't know. I'm not sure what language is at the end of that. I'm not sure.
They reversed that line.
Yeah, get out of here. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There he is. All right. Cameron, you're caller 17, which means you get to take Katie on in a battle of wits. The jackpot's up to $140. We're live on Instagram and 106.5. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Three locations, one in Auburn, two in Roseville. More to come very soon. And are you ready to play?
Yeah. Cameron, Ed, and Zoe are.
What?
Cameron, Teddy, and Zoe are in the car.
Just say hi, Zoe.
Hi.
I love that. All right, we're going to play as a team, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Great, okay. Bye. All right, Katie's leaving the studio now. Here we go. Question one. Beetlejuice 2 comes out next week, but why aren't Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, who were the stars of the original, in it? Well, director Tim Burton said it was because they're ghosts, but in real life, they've aged, so the new story had to not involve them. Makes total sense. Name either of their characters' names from Beetlejuice.
Steve.
What?
Steve.
Steve, okay. Question two, Donald Trump attended Arlington National Cemetery for the third anniversary of the terrible Afghan withdrawal where 13 service members died. While there, he ignored federal law and shot campaign footage in a section of the cemetery where that is not allowed, and his staff member even shoved a cemetery worker when he tried to stop him. Eek. Spell cemetery.
C-E-M-E-T-R-Y.
Question three. Jelly Roll is on tour right now. He's actually coming to Sacramento on September 4th. And he saw a little girl on the side of the road selling lemonade. So he pulled over to buy some. And he also gave her $700. That's great. If you made lemonade, what type of lemon would you use?
Meyer.
Question four, podcaster Joe Rogan talked about how mad he was at MSNBC for creatively editing a video of his to make it seem like he's supporting Kamala Harris, which he is not. He said this misinformation needs to stop. What game show did Joe Rogan used to host?
Fear Factor.
And question five, Levi's Stadium is undergoing a major improvement. They're adding all kinds of stuff to prepare it for the Super Bowl and the World Cup in 2026, and it's costing $200 million. If they are over budget by 5%, how much more will that be?
$10
million. What will the total be?
$210 million.
All righty. Kevin, go get Katie. And hey, gang, where are we going today? School?
Yeah.
All right. Isn't there somebody else? It's Cameron, Zoe, and who?
Ed.
Well, where's that person? Where's
Ed?
Where's Ed?
Is the dad.
That's oh, Ed's right the dad. Now. Who's Cameron?
He's the one that calls in while I'm driving.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. It's not that hard to figure out, Gavin. You look very concerned.
No, I'm exhausted.
You hit the Celsius too hard this morning, and you're already coming down now.
Well, time to get back on the Celsius bus. We should all have one and really make it a Celsius.
Oh my God!
Absolutely not.
All right,
somebody's got to keep this.
Zoe. Come to the skip school. Come to the studio and drink a Celsius with me.
You're too young to have Celsius.
Zoe will crush the can on her forehead afterward.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question one. Beetlejuice 2 is coming out next week. We're going to go see a special screening of it. We've got something funny that we're planning for you guys. But Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis, the stars of the original Beetlejuice, are not in this.
Okay.
Director Tim Burton said it's because in the movie they're ghosts, but in real life they've aged.
Oh, like, yeah.
So the new story had to not involve them.
Of course, that makes sense.
It does make sense. Name either of their characters from Beetlejuice.
Adam.
Yes.
I could not remember her.
Barbara.
Name. Barbara.
That's the other one.
Adam.
And Barbara. Question two. Donald Trump attended Arlington National Cemetery for the third anniversary of the terrible Afghanistan withdrawal where 13 service members died. While he was there, he ignored federal law and he shot campaign footage in a section of the cemetery where that is not allowed. And his staff member even shoved a cemetery worker who tried to stop them. Spell cemetery.
Okay. Cemetery. C E M E T E R Y.
Cemetery. Whoa. Yes. Nailed it. Question three. Jelly Roll's on tour right now, and he saw a little girl on the side of the road selling lemonade. So he did what any of us would do. He pulled over and gave her $700.
That's so cute.
If you made lemonade, what type of lemon would you use?
What type of lemon?
Yeah.
I only know that there are Meyer lemons, and I don't know.
And that's the right answer.
Okay. Yeah. What is another kind of lemon?
Eureka lemons.
Is a different kind?
Mm-hmm. Question four, podcaster and totally someone who's not overcompensating for something, Joe Rogan, talked about how mad he was at MSNBC for creatively editing a video of his to make it seem like he is supporting Kamala Harris, which he is not. He said, this misinformation needs to stop.
Well, if they creatively edited something, I kind of have his back on this
one. Of course, but it's almost like, yeah, it doesn't feel good, does it, Joe?
Wow. Okay.
That seems to be your whole brand. Anyway, what game show did Joe Rogan used to host?
Fear Factor.
Yeah. Fear Factor.
Wanted to be an actor.
Sure.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Question five. Levi Stadium is undergoing a major improvement. They're adding all kinds of stuff to prepare it for the Super Bowl and the World Cup, both in 2026.
Wow.
It's going to cost $200 million. If they're 5% over budget, how much will it cost then?
$200 million and they're 5%
over budget. Kevin, is she writing anything?
I did. I'm going to say $210 million. No.
I'm shook.
I'm shook too.
You want to know how I did it?
Yes.
Okay, I took five and then I took the two at the beginning of 200 million and then I multiplied them and got 10.
Whatever works. I don't understand it, but that's not up to me. Wow, Cameron, Ed, Zoe, hello.
We got crushed.
Oh, did you?
You sure as hell did, guys. The final score, 3-5. Woo! Katie got all five right today. Haji Machi. Wow, we're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. Hey, everybody, what is it you want to tell us?
We are not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
Not
but
today.
You had fun.
Zoe, come on in here, though. I got a Celsius for you.
No, stay away from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.